we met a number of people from Liscairn just to discuss the communication issues that we had. Now that seems a lot better now with these meetings coming up. And just different projects around the Donegal Municipal District that we felt were need to be prioritised, you know. Projects like the Blencombe Kill and Tiedin, where there's asbestos mains pipes and bust regularly and need to be replaced, you know. And then there's other issues like in Pettigo, the quality of the water supply in Pettigo. And then there's a big job to be done out in Bardismore, you know, legging any sort of Clogher direction, like, you know. So it's just different discussion on different aspects of how Irish Water or Liscairn are going, you know.
Still a way to go, though. It's all very well having these meetings, and while they are deemed worthwhile, it's so important and crucial, in fact, that Uisce Éireann actually act on the concerns that you and other local representatives raise in these kinds of meetings.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about. You know, that's the idea of it, you know. But at least now we can bring our problems straight to Irish Water, like, you know, or to Uisce Éireann, as they're called now. And hopefully they'd get done quicker, sooner rather than later, you know. But, you know, it's the first step, and, you know, hopefully it'll speed things up a bit. But, listen, it's all about getting the funding in place for these jobs, you know. So we just have to prioritise the jobs that need to be done quickest, you know, and try to get as much done as we can.
Heartening too, I'm sure, from your point of view, that Uisce Éireann has actually attended a meeting. They are quite notorious for being invited to various council meetings and to meet with local representatives, but not necessarily actually showing up.
Yeah, well, listen, you can't blame them for that. In fairness, they're putting in an effort, and I mean, that's the best you can hope for, you know. So hopefully now they follow through. Now, hopefully these meetings will happen now very regularly. We haven't got a massive commitment that's going to happen, but we're hoping that's going to be the situation, and we can meet Irish Water, you know, a couple of times a year maybe, or, you know, whatever, once a year, whatever. We just have to see how things work out. But as long as the meetings continue, at least we'll be fit to bring our issues straight to Irish Water, like, you know, and we can get a response there and then, you know.